Jesse had time to start digging. Since he was convinced that all of the incidents in recent weeks were connected, he decided to go back to the beginning, to the incident at the bar between Alicia and the bikers. The scupper was located in the heart of the swamp, and, for many years, was as close to a dive bar as you were going to find in paradise. Over the years, 1,000 names were carved into its booths and walls, and it still smelled like cigarette smoke 20 years after smoking had been banned. It had once been the favorite haunt of the fishermen who lived in the swamp, and who had once been a huge part of paradise's economy. It was also, traditionally, the place where the fathers of paradise brought their sons for their first legal drinks. Lately, it had become a place where the few hipsters in town crossed paths with the Boston transplants. The O'Brien family had owned it for all the years Jesse had been chief, and it was Joey, the oldest of the O'Brien children, who had been tending bar and called the PPD the day the bikers came into town. There was no one seated at the bar or in the booths when Jesse got there. Joey O'Brien was behind the bar cutting fruit, towel slung over one shoulder. He nodded. "Jesse? Joey? Johnny Black? You want it straight up or with club soda? As you can see, I got plenty of limes. How about some club soda and two of those lime wedges?" O'Brien half smiled at Jesse and winked knowingly. "One day at a time, huh, Jesse?" "That obvious?" "Only to a fellow traveler," Joey said. "How long?" "Going on 2 years now." Jesse gave the barman a skeptical look. "Come on, Joey, we had a couple of snorts together a few months ago." Joey gave Jesse a full smile and pulled a half-empty bottle of expensive bourbon off the shelf behind the bar. He grabbed two rocks glasses and poured doubles in both. "Go ahead, Jesse, pick it up, take a slug." Joey didn't wait for Jesse. Grabbed the glass and took the double in a single gulp. When he was done, he took Jesse's glass and drank it down, too. Then he laughed. "It's tea. You brew it just right, with the right blend of leaves, and it looks like good bourbon. As a bar owner, it doesn't help the image not to drink with the customers." He fixed Jesse's soda and lime. "If you're not here to drink, what can I do for you?" "A few weeks back, when those bikers were in town, you called the PPD." "Sorry, Jesse. I meant to ask, how's Alicia doing?"
"Not so good. I can't talk about it."
"I understand, but man, those bikers were pushing her hard," Joey said. "I don't think I could have controlled myself the way she did. Then one of them called her, the N-word. I guess that set her off a little. I would have smacked the guy after that."
"You don't have surveillance cameras in here, do you?"
Joey shook his head. "Only on the back door in the alley."
"You wouldn't have the footage from that day."
"Give me a day or two and I can check."
"Can you describe any of the bikers?"
Joey shrugged. "They looked like bikers. I don't know. The men were bald, most of them anyway. They wore black leather jackets and black boots, you know."
"How many?"
10, maybe 15. I wasn't counting, sorry."
"No problem. You didn't know something would happen."
Jesse sipped his club soda, giving Joey O'Brien time to think. As a detective, Jesse had learned that there was a time for rapid-fire questions and a time to ease off the pedal. Silence and time could be more effective than pressure or threats. It worked.
"You know the funny thing, Jesse?"
"What?"
"Thinking about it, they acted kind of strange. When they first came in, they behaved themselves. Just went over there in those back booths," Joey said, pointing to his left, "and ordered a few pitches. Then it was almost like showtime."
"Showtime?"
"I don't know. I know this sounds stupid, but it seemed staged. All of a sudden, one of them stands up and starts spewing crap about mixed races and religion. It was like he was trying to provoke a fight. That's when I called. I don't know. Maybe I'm just remembering it wrong, or my mind's put it together that way." He shrugged again. "But when Alicia showed up, their focus turned just to her, almost like they expected her to come. I'm not sure that helps any."
"Me either, but thanks." Jesse finished his soda, stood, and waved to Joey.
I'll check on that footage for you. And Jesse?
Uh-huh.
Good for you, man. Life's better without alcohol in it.
Better not let your customers hear you.
Most of them can handle it. We can't.
Jesse left the scupper, walking out of the dark bar into the sunlight. He wasn't sure what Joey had to say about the bikers was any help beyond reinforcing his belief that everything that had gone on recently was of a piece. He also wasn't sure about that other thing Joey had said. As far as Jesse was concerned, the jury was still out on whether his life was any better without alcohol in it.